is a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting to the Matrix on Friday the 21st of November 2008. For newcomers, I always advise they go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's my official website. And you can download as many of the talks I've got up there from the past. And remember, old isn't bad. Old is very necessary. You understand the history of this big movement, this world order, and those who are behind it, those who have controlled the previous world orders and the creating the new one. I try and tie them together for you and give you the shortcuts through the history and through all the confusion, which is also deliberately put out there to get you in a tangle. Also look into Alan Watt's sentient-sentinel.eu for transcripts, which you can download, print up, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. And remember, I always forget this too, you can purchase books that I've written on my site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You can also purchase discs, CDs, or previous talks I've given. And you can pass them around to your friends as well. It's all up on the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, for sale. And it tells you quite easily how to purchase them. You can also donate as well, and the donations keep me going. I always forget to say that because when I stop saying it, they stop coming in. And that's just the nature of humans. That's how we are. We have to get reminded. Now, yesterday I talked about a national security document that was put out in the U.S., which ties in, it links in with the British government's Department of Defense think tank, which put out their projection for the next 25, 30 years. And it ties in with the one that followed on the heels of the Department of Defense for NATO, and that was the U.S. military's document with their prediction on 25 to 30 years. And they're all pretty well the same. They see these scenarios of gloom and doom because it's planned that way, basically. They've been working to create the gloom and doom all our lives, in fact. And they even talk about pockets of civilization remaining in this brave new world they're bringing in. Very high-tech, very advanced societies, but small pockets of them interconnected with a common culture. While the rest of it is just going down the hill, going to extinction, and living in rubble. And that ties in, of course, as we know, with the depopulation program. It ties in with all the movies they've been churning out, like Children of Men, which show you this private army, well-equipped, going amongst all the people living in rubble and wearing rags. So when you tie it all together, you understand the predictive programming always comes first, then the releases from the official sources, and most people are not really shocked by them because they've already accepted the probability through the fiction. That's what predictive programming is all about. And when I mentioned that link last night that I put up on my site, well, lo and behold, it was pulled because I guess so many people were going into it. So tonight I'm putting up another link so they can read the full document for yourself. And it's quite interesting, of course. And remember, it's for the public. They're very legalistic. They always show you so much of it, but not all of the stuff. You have to understand, you have to read many, many books and go into the big foundations that really are one big club, and they have been all through and before the Cold War, working together, funding black ops, etc., because the foundations are, in fact, the arms and specialized branches of a pre-democratic elite system. And I'll be back with more about this to tie up some more ends after this break.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Yesterday I was talking about Charles Galton Darwin, and how he, amongst many of his peer group, that were mainly his relatives, because they're all interbred, really, and they come from the old aristocracy, he was talking about the necessity to bring down the populations drastically, and he offered some solutions to it. And there was also a short-term solution, and that was, and it actually has been used, and we're coming to the end of it, and that was to basically encourage mainly the women to forgo having children and seek out jobs and money and having material goods instead. But, you see, that was the short-term plan. Because he, amongst other eugenicists, truly believed that the general population, the commoners, make up the base race. They're the junk genes. That's why they call it junk genes. It's their little joke. You don't have any specialized genes in you. And I've already mentioned that Charles Galton Darwin also advocated the creation of special creeds amongst the types of humans to serve the elite, right along the same direction of Plato, because Plato had the guardian class, then he had all the strata of helpers, the specialist that would help the guardian class. And he saw himself, in fact, as a specially bred, and he was a specially bred scientist. That might seem far-fetched to some people, but listen to the last few talks I've given on this subject, and I'll go into their histories. And if you listen to the words carefully that I read the other night, you'll see that he talked about the masters, he meant the guardian class, would have to retain their ability to be wild. Because wild animals, as he calls people, wild animals, survive by having all of their abilities for self-preservation intact. And they could not basically specialize in any one area. Therefore, he advocated breeding special sections, and mainly the sciences that would help the guardian class. But for the rest of them below, he foresaw the time they wouldn't need all of the laboring classes. And his main problem was that, according to the Darwinian theory, that if those people came through into another era, all the junk gene type people would come through, they would literally overtake and outbreed the guardian class. The two could not survive together, and that's the key to it. The two, and eugenics, in the belief of eugenics, the two cannot survive side by side. It's been a war, you see, all along, and people have no idea it's been going on. I have talked about the Cold Spring Harbor project that was set up by the foundations in the 1800s to do with eugenics and tracing family lineages to see who should live and die. And they were collecting all the data by creating the censorship bureau. That's why the censorship bureaus were set up in the United States and the Western world. It was set up by the Eugenics Society on behalf of the controlling elite. And they were keeping records and have kept records of all the offspring and marriages and deaths and births and so on, IQ levels of every family in those countries that have the census bureaus working. That was their purpose. Then you tie that in with the fact that now we know for 30-odd years or more, all governments have been taking DNA samples and storing blood samples from everyone who had blood tests for anything at all. We tie that in with the fact, again, that every country has been shown that they now have a national criminal DNA database, the one that they built in Montreal, Canada, cost millions of dollars, and they said to us, it's for the occasional hardened criminal only. Meanwhile, they showed you inside of it, and there's all these robotic arms lifting about 100 test tubes at a time, layer after layer of them. This is for the population. It could probably do the U.S. as well. But we're lied to because you can't tell the truth to the children in any time because they might get upset. You'd have what they call flash mobs, no doubt, and then they'd have to drop their neutron bombs on you. That's what they said in the Department of Defense's own guesstimation for the next 25 years, flash mobs, and the necessity of using neutron bombs on them. Now, these guys are deadly serious. The world they have projected is coming around because they've made it so. They've made it so. This whole farce with the bank failures is nothing but a farce because the whole thing is a Ponzi scheme to start with. And everyone knows it in the banking system. All the politicians know it as well. It's always been a bubble of air. Always. And they could have kept it going for as long as they wanted. But now you see it's time to change it and bring in a new economic system which will tie in with the new greening projects. Everything is greening, you see, and sustainability. And that's how they're going to control the average person as they bring us down, step by step by step. I was looking at Mr. Kissinger, the lovely Kissinger's memorandum, I think it was 200, it was called National Security Memorandum. And you find in there, he talked about the greatest threat to national security was overpopulation. Mainly people, and maybe people thought it was mainly third world countries he talked about, but on that particular memorandum, you can see it. I'll see if I can find the link and put it up tonight as well. He talked about projected populations that the U.S. would like to have from 1975, when it started, up until 2010 or so, bringing them down gradually, gradually, gradually by all different kinds of means. You tie that in with the United Nations. I looked at the United Nations site a couple of days ago to do with China. And they have the projections there for the Department of Population at the United Nations. And they said basically that China's population will drop below sustainability levels very shortly. And they'll have their ideal population by about 2025. It's funny how everything ends up around 2025. I was thinking, well, how did they manage to bring down the population in China? And I've told you before, they send anthropologists into countries. I've done this for centuries, to spy out the land, to spy out the people, their customs, habits, religions, and so on. We have anthropologists going in with the military into Iraq. I've read the reports from the newspapers on that. And we know in the West, from all the talks I've given, they've been sterilizing the males. That's who they've been concentrating on the last 50 years, concentrating primarily on the males to stop them having good quality and enough sperm to really keep the species going. But in China, they used an existing method because in China, they already had infanticide. And it was generally the male who was sought after the females were killed off. And when they brought in the communist system that was created by the West for China with a long-term plan to unify the country, standardize it, also to give it the manufacturing abilities from the 70s onwards, the West trained all their engineers. Canada did a lot of it too. And then we gave them the factories. Then the engineers had places to go and work. And then they had the GATT Treaty, etc. And away went the factories from the West over to China. This was all done from the West. All of this was done from the West. But in China, they had the one child per family policy. So therefore, if it was a male that the woman was carrying, they'd bring it to term. And their population is so abundant now with males, there's too many men for females, they say that they'll never, ever recover. They're literally, even though they're one of the most numerous populations on the planet, they're beyond sustainability now. Interesting, isn't it? How they can always tell by the... And that's what it says in the UN report, Bob, the year about 2025, it'll stabilize and then drastically drop. And so will the West, by the way. We're dropping already like crazy. We're plummeting. But they'll have their ideal amount of numbers by about 2025. I was tying that in with reports in today's newspapers that came out. Again, you have to look and see how things come out all of a sudden on the same topic. And it's two or three reports all about bio centers getting set up to test bacterium and viruses, high-security bio laboratories in some major cities. Now, they did the same thing about 12 years ago in Canada. And no one could figure out why on earth he'd put out a high-security biochemical laboratory that would have the most dangerous diseases on the planet inside there. Why would you put it inside a major city? Because the whole thing is, if there is a leak, well, it's going to go sweep through the people. So it tells you there will be leaks from these places, I've no doubt whatsoever. That's what they're set up for. Otherwise, you put them way out in the country, far from everyone else. These people at the top are not stupid. They'd like us to believe they are. But they're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. You know, here's an article that ties right in with this very thing. And again, remember, all these things come out at the same time. There's a reason that everything comes out at the same time. This is from the BBC, November 19th, 2008. Malthusian snobs pray for cure for overpopulation. It's quite the article. It's quite long, too, and lengthy, but worth reading. And I shall do when I come back from this break.
Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt, and we're cutting through this wicked matrix that certainly has thrown up layer after layer to confuse us, keep us living like children, as we get fed trivia and Madonna's divorce and rubbish like that. When big events are happening, massive events are happening for change, you can hear almost the hush. There's a hush is so audible. It's like that ringing in your ears you get when it's so silent as big things are moving ahead and they're not telling us what's going on. They say this article here is about this very topic of depopulation as it comes out into the open. November 19th, 2008 from the BBC by Brendan O'Neill. First posted November 14th, 2008. In the middle of all the hoo-ha over Jonathan Ross and Russell Brand's childish phone calls and a late-night radio show, you may have missed a far more scandalous utterance that was made on BBC Radio. On 5th of November, the upmarket Night Waves on BBC Radio 3 aired a discussion about overpopulation between Dr. Susan Blackmore, a neuroscientist and eugenicist. I've read articles on her before. And Professor John Gray of the London School of Economics. They're all working together, of course. Dr. Blackmore said the fundamental problem facing the planet today is that there are too many people. Professor Gray agreed. Then Dr. Blackmore declared, for the planet's sake, I hope we have bird flu or some other thing that will reduce the population, because otherwise we are doomed. I guess she knows she's not going to get it. The bird flu, that is. So it's official at the Beeb that's the BBC, it is acceptable to make crude jokes about having sex with someone's granddaughter, but it's perfectly okay to wish death upon large swaths of mankind. Make a rude call to Andrew Sachs, answer phone, and you'll be accused of dragging the BBC's good name through the dirt. Spout misanthropic nonsense about the need for a speedily contagious disease to come and wipe out humanity and mankind, and nobody will bat an eyelid. Well, but see, they're all recruited from Eton. You see, that's been standard with the BBC, the government's television station, the main propaganda arm of the British establishment. At the Beaver, it's perfectly okay to wish death upon large swaths of mankind. Disparity between the public reaction to Brandgate Wild and the public reaction to what I think we should call bird flu gate, non-existent, reveals a great extent or deal about the warped morality of the cultural elites. The reason why Dr. Blackmore's remark received no coverage or complaints is because the herbal tea-drinking literati that listens to Radio 3 discussion programs will secretly share her prejudices about overpopulation. Malthusianism, the one-eyed belief that all of the Earth's problems are caused by overbreeding, is making a comeback in polite circles. Following the discrediting of eugenics during the Second World War, as they slaughtered all the inferior types, as they called it, through racial hygiene, Malthusians had been rather shamefaced about their beliefs. They continually invented new PC terms with which they might address up their angst about too many people. In Africa, in particular, measures to tackle overpopulation were promoted in the deceitful language of choice and autonomy. And this article continues here. Part two. By charities, this is what they call it, keen to avoid being accused of pursuing that far uglier sounding goal, population control. You see, the foundations are all in there with their birth control and abortion clinics. And so are all the governments of the world, the Western world. It says, more recently, however, Malthusians have become more strident. The poisonous notion that the speedily breeding masses are pushing the planet to breaking point has become a casual dinner party prejudice. Earlier this year, Prince Philip gave a TV interview in which he offered a pat explanation for the food price crisis. Too many people, he says. On the other side of the political spectrum, a Republican columnist for The Independent fretted about the swelling billions, that's people in the third world, who are pushing our planet to extinction. Professor Gray has referred to humanity as a plague. The novelist Lionel Shriver recognizes that this is a racially, religiously, and ethnically sticky issue, but says the threat of overpopulation is back and here to stay. Dr. Blackmore was taking these increasingly common prejudices to their logical conclusion when she wished that bird flu would come and kill some of us off, the swelling billions, preferably, rather than Radio 3 aficionados. She follows in the tradition of Earth First, the eco group which in the early 1990s said that just as the plague contributed to the demise of feudalism, AIDS has the potential to end industrialism. So this is what they're all prattling on about, you see, in the upper class circles. And they have been for my whole life long. In fact, I've met some of them who come out with it. And you would not believe the organizations that have been working busily and quietly to achieve this end. I know one in particular, one woman, who, although classified as a teacher, comes from a very old, well-established family. And she's given special time off to go globe-trotting on behalf of the UN. And she'd been over in China for a few months. And when she came back, and because of the topics I talk about, she forgot who I was, that I wasn't one of her club. And she was talking about how great it was in China, and she was over studying their population control techniques because they were thinking of trying to advance it and teach it and get it into curriculum in Canadian schools. I says, well, what gives you the right to do that, Sheila? She says, well, somebody has to do it. I'll be back with more of this after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix, reading an article here, and I'll put the link up at the end too, and I know that the author has written for The Guardian and The New Statesman. And I'll continue with some more of it in fact, because he mentions here, he says, more recently the Optimum Population Trust, which counts Prince Charles' eco-advisor Jonathan Porritt amongst its directors, said that if we don't find a way to reduce human numbers, then it will be one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse that bumps us off. Enough if Ross and Brand's outbursts show that comedians have trouble censoring their inner adolescence, then these middle-class fantasies about human annihilation suggest the cultural elite cannot keep its misanthropy in check. It says here, the neo-Malthusians are as wrong as every population alarmist in history has ever been, like Thomas Malthus, who died in 1834, and his followers, today's bird flu dreamers, make the schoolboy error of treating population growth as the only variant and everything else, food production, progress, human ingenuity, as fixed entities. They are motivated by severe pessimism about humanity's ability to come up with solutions to its problems, and by the base idea that disease is the only thing that can sort us out. As I say, we go much further than that. No, you find out they're very organized, and they have a fixed belief system, and they truly do believe that the inferior types must, like the Brahmins say too, die off. They cannot be allowed to come into a new age. That's a fixed belief in Brahmanism. And these guys have a lot in common with it. it's quite amazing to watch, as I say, all of the world's actions as they work together on the same projects worldwide, using generation after generation to do certain phases of things. For the last 30, 40 years, we've been working to bring in this world order. In fact, we've been working with free trade to get it all up and running, to build up China, who will take over as the policeman of the world. That standard, they said that in the 1930s at the world meetings of the Royal Institute of International Affairs after the United States, they said, collapses from within, and they'll collapse mainly through financial exhaustion by funding and being the policeman of the world. That's what they said. And then as those Chinese troops police the world and we're all going under and we're having these riots worldwide because we have not enough food to eat and so on, then they themselves will go under because they will be infertile. And apart from that, there's too many of the males. It's interesting now the Chinese are using all the same soaps and pesticides, and it's in their food that we've been having for the last 50 years, and the plastics, etc., and getting the same inoculations. So you see, it's an equal opportunity nihilistic plan. There's no real favorites here, except for the elite themselves of all races, because they're all one big club. They've proven, as Charles Galton Darwin said, their right to rule by their special selective breeding and their ability to hang on to power generation after generation. So they're superior genes. But all those junk genes at the bottom are only there to be used and disposed of. That's how everyone is in the system. And every group is in the system is you're used and tossed away. You never see the big picture. That's how the world is run. We have so much going on, you can't really keep up with it. I was reading an article today from the Times Online, and it says, hairspray linked to boys' birth defect. Women exposed to hairspray during the early stages of pregnancy are more than twice as likely to give birth to a son with a serious genital effect. So they've known this again, the genital defect, you see, from what's in the hairspray. A study by Imperial College London found that if expectant mothers come into contact with the spray during their first trimester, they're more likely to have a son with hypospadias, a condition where the urinary opening is on the underside of the penis. Researchers suggest that hairspray and hypospadias may be linked because of chemicals in the aerosol known as phthalates. And I've done plenty of talks on these particular substances, which they understood back in the 1930s, and they understood the effects would have on children, mainly boys, back then too. That's why they decided to put it in hairspray, you see. And you think of all the heavy advertising they've done your whole life long on all these different cosmetics, etc., that's loaded with this stuff. And skin moisturizers that carry it right into your skin to make sure it's in your body. And since they've known about this all along and the effects of it, and only now coming out with it, why do you think they did it? And why do you think it was allowed to be done? Why? Nothing happens by chance. Now, I was thinking, too, about how they're setting up the next bunch to come in. Now that the Bush crew set up the establishment for totalitarianism and all the agencies to enforce it with equipment and spy cameras and etc. And now they're putting in the next bunch in the Hegelian dialectic to use it at home. It's interesting, too, to see the techniques. They don't like black people very much at the top, even though they do accept certain ones are superior than others in their own elite club. But they've generally been pretty racist, so they put in a black guy first who will take a lot of the heat as all the bad laws, the laws we don't like, get put into effect. But eventually a woman will take over, and that will be the worst time of all. That will be hell. Because traditionally in history, they put the female in, and they give you the bad, really bad, horrific times, like Bloody Mary, for instance. And I was thinking about Hillary, and I've said for years they'd have to get her in because she'd been bred for this task. and groomed for it. You couldn't just let her fall by the wayside. But I also knew that she would not get elected because of her personality and what's known about her too. But if you look up the Presidential Succession Act of 1947, it goes through the established line of succession to the office of President of the United States in the event that neither President or Vice President is able to discharge the powers and duties of the office. And you scroll down and you find who can they put in there? The Secretary of State is President. Interesting. Interesting, it makes you wonder, are they ready to use it, or will be when the time is right? I think so. Now, we'll go to the callers now, and we've got Jared from New York on the line. Are you there, Jared?
What's up, Alan?
How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, you said.
We're all hanging in, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned Charles Galton Darwin earlier, and I remember when I read the book, he also mentioned making even wood edible.
Yes.
You can eat it. You know, like, you know, no,
yeah.
No type of human, a regular, normal human would say something like that. And he also talked about, I don't know, maybe I read it wrong or something, but he even talked about, like, manipulating the weather.
Yes. Well, see, they already knew because he knew Teller, who had put that theory back in the 1950s, in fact. Teller suggested to the National Security Agency that they use seeding of metallic particles in the atmosphere and use standing wave technology to manipulate weather and the people, too, by the way. And so Huxley and all these crew, all these scientists were working together. They knew each other very well. In fact, Huxley worked on the atomic bomb, and Teller was inventor of the H-bomb. So they're all working in the same team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with Plato, too. You mentioned Plato. I noticed this term that I know where it came from. And it's this term, it was in George Orwell. And I see people with Christians using it, how they all call each other brother, brother. And
yes.
Plato said that, call each other, like we're all one big family, like we're all connected or something like that.
That's right.
So that's
where
it comes from, 2,000 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just astonishing to, you know, H.G. Wells was another one. In fact, every one of these authors will tell you, generally in their biographies, that their favorite book of all time was Plato's Republic. H.G. Wells read that over and over and over and talks about it repeatedly in his memoirs. Yeah. That was their blueprint. And they admired people like Plato who could go beyond what they thought was the ordinary bounds of thinking and look at the unthinkable as they did themselves and have no real conscience about it. They saw conscience as a hindrance, in fact, of rulership and being part of the elite. In fact, the guardian class would be, they'd retain their wildness, as I say, and they would be utterly ruthless when required. It's interesting, even to be a Rhodes Scholar, you don't have to be exceptionally intelligent. You have to be involved in social programs and institutions in college. But your main thing has to be the ability to be ruthless when required. That's a prerequisite.
Yeah. And Plato's Republic, what would you consider like the technicians? Like, and what class is that?
Your technicians literally were the ones who worked with the basic sciences of the day, who made the artifacts, weaponry, that type of thing. Those who were involved in metallurgy, sailing ships, construction, anything like that, that gave them what they called civilization.
Yeah, and last week I was mentioning to you how like I see the coding in the words, and I noticed one word, I don't know, maybe it was just me, but I noticed how they like had this mirror reverse type of thing.
Yes.
And like I noticed like when you look at the word new in capital letters upside down,
yeah,
it says man.
That's right.
So yeah. Oh yeah. And one more question before I go. I wanted to ask you because I've been looking in bookstores for a Kabbalah to read, because it's all like different, like people's points of view on like, like I guess they try to interpret it, but I can't find. I'm not sure what I'm looking for, like, because it's like one book is like on history of it. But
yeah.
Is there a place where I could actually find the Kabbalah itself, or?
The best version to get, you can get it in Hasidic bookstores in New York, and you'd maybe have to order it. They use it themselves, although the males, by tradition, are not supposed to start reading it to the age of 40. Life begins at 40, and Freemasonry is the 40th degree, and that's when you go into the higher secrets. But the best ones on Kabbalah, there's a lot of junk put out there by Freemasonry for the profane. But the best versions are really, as I say, from the Hasidic bookstores.
Yeah, and like you said, life begins at 40. That's the quaternity, and I read that in Carl Jung's book. I think Psychology and Religion. And what's the significance like with the quaternity?
Fraternity?
Yeah, the quaternity. Yeah.
Oh, the quaternity is it's to do with. There's always a trinity. There's always a duad. Number one is higher than the one. And then there's a trinity. There's different levels of meaning for the trinity. But the quaternity is the mystic element to the squaring. It's the mystic element, the one that gives it power. They call it Black Jethro is another term they call Black Jethro, or the Ethiopian is another term they'll use for the same thing. But it may take me a few hours to explain it to you.
All right. Make that second DVD, because you got me anticipating with the whole Kai and the Ba thing.
I'll try and do that this winter.
All right, Ali. Take it easy.
Thanks for calling. Now, got Mark in Wisconsin. Are you there, Mark?
Hello, Alan.
Yes.
Hi. I had a question for you. What responsibility do I bear to my fellow man when I have eyes to see and ears to hear when I don't worship an unseen capstone?
What responsibility do you have to your fellow man?
Yes.
You have, it's not just your fellow man. It's the way I see it is, you know, I think of the generations who've lived and died before me, who literally had their minds stolen, just like the present generation, at birth. And that's the greatest crime of all, is to have your mind and your potential stolen from you at birth. So I don't see it just for my fellow man. I see it for all those also who have gone before and for all those who should have the right to go on in the future. This is a timeless war to an extent. And these bar stewards have been running this world for so long, planning wars, culling people, causing famines. By the way, famine is a traditional method of warfare. And of course, they're doing even more covert things I've been talking about for the last few weeks to the public. It's the atrocities that you have to fight for.
Let me give you an example, Alan. I edit about 50, 60, 70 hours of Patriot Radio a week, and I can spot a scam like that now thanks to your show.
Yeah.
And frankly, much of what I'm editing is very disturbing.
Yes. Yes. I went through an article once on the radio from, I think it was the Toronto Star, and they had half a page on the history of the CIA's involvement with Patriot Radio in the 1950s onwards, when they used it and set it up as a front, and using mainly Christian organizations at that time to try and get counter-propaganda to the communist propaganda out. But it was so involved. Now, I've never seen the CIA let go of anything. And so we have to be very careful because, believe you me, counterintelligence, and this is the key, saw today coming a long time ago. They planned today and everything that's happening today. They planned the New Age movement to utterly confuse folk who are trying to wake up and look for alternatives and information and even belief. They planned the New Age gurus that would appear, that would use all the Patriot terminology. They'd have all the facts there. Then they'd spin it off into Anunnaki and so on until you're totally bewildered and you'd be laughed at if you tried to teach other people. You're living in a maze of disinformation and very cleverly organized, planned psychological warfare.
Right. And everywhere you go, books, magazines, TV,
yes.
religion,
mm-hmm.
Patriot radio, mainstream news, literally you can find these frauds everywhere, and you can't
yes.
hand another man discernment.
Well, I'll tell you, I have had people send me links. I've let them talk on my show and so on until I go into their site, and I'll see certain people's names mentioned there. And when they're New Agey, et cetera, and or you go into their site, as people will, and there's tarot card reading, there's Anunnaki stuff up there, and you're just born as slaves, and the Anunnaki are coming back as giant masters, and all this rubbish, I will not put the link up on my site.
That's the easiest way. Check their archives and see what's in it.
That's right. Well, thanks for calling. Back after this break.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances. Foods with no vitamins. Fast food for obesity. Fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watson. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. And we've got, I think it's Derek from Pennsylvania.
Hello, am I in the air?
Yes, you are, yeah.
Hello. Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for all your work. You're really quite an anomaly out there, you know. I'm sure you've understood that in your own way.
Yeah.
But I'd like to say thank you. And I'd like to just thank people like you and Alex Jones, although he takes a different aspect on the whole conundrum that we're living in. He's really a brother of sorts, and I'm really glad that you've work together with him also.
Mm-hmm.
And That's really all I have to say.
That's okay.
Yeah, so thank you a lot.
Well, hang in there and spread the word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. And we've got Jonathan in Winnipeg. Are you there, Jonathan?
Yes, hi. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you use a line. It's something you talk about, the matrix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how does that line go? Just remind me.
Pardon?
No, how does that line go, if you can remind me, please, real quick?
I can't understand you. Could you speak louder?
Yeah, how does that line go that you use about the matrix?
How does the line go?
Yeah, you say something, if I'm wrong, you mentioned something about the matrix, cutting through the matrix, breaking through the matrix, something about going through the matrix, right?
Oh, cutting through, yeah.
Okay. Did you find the one?
Oh, that'd be another story. That's a different story, yeah.
You know, I'm talking about Neo.
Yeah. Yeah, I've already given talks, in fact, on the Matrix movie and what it symbolized, and the names involved in it too, which are all again occultic names, and I've also given the different versions of meaning. There's one for the public, there's one for the elite themselves, in there as well, and there's a lot of predictive programming in the series to make people actually think that they will be the ones who will come through, but I refer them back to what's Galton Darwin said in his Next Million Years, that many think that they're fit to come through and they're not. So you're also dealing with, you know, eugenics is everywhere, even in the movie, yeah.
So do you think Neo is the one or not, or what?
No. You don't understand what it all really truly means. They even take you through something similar to 2001, Arthur C. Clarke's one. They tell you a Masonic story wrapped up in another story. And when Neo is plucked out of the water after being pushed out of his little bed there, his womb, you see the door opening at the top. There's a light, and a hand comes down to pick him up, the big arm. That's a Masonic one, him born again. It's a Masonic creation.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, sir.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And we also have Mac in Toronto. Are you there, Mac?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Alan. It's good to speak to you. I've heard a lot of your talks, and I, like many people, appreciate what you do. Have you ever spoken of the Art of War, which is, I understand, it's a Illuminati training manual. It's ancient, and I understand it's used at in the Ivy League to teach people on technique.
Yeah, I have gone through it, yeah.
Okay, because I haven't heard that one before, so.
Yes, it's interesting, but there are many similar ones, too, to use. But definitely the teachings are used in warfare strategies, especially on whole countries or populations. Yeah. But thanks for calling. And that's the end of the show for tonight. That's sped in again, as always, and that's the end of the week, in fact. From a snowy Ontario, Canada, where the fire in the stove is burning nicely, it's good night from Hamish and myself, and may your God or your gods go with you.